Hey, it's Emily. I'm so excited to share with you that it's time for our next quarterly masterclass. Grab the Habit Hacking Masterclass Functional Fitness Edition for free at habithackingmasterclass.com, but only May 6th through the 19th. So let's face it, as busy modern moms, there has been so much confusion and overwhelm when it comes to exercise. Habit hacking your movement to support your body and your mind for life is how exercise can be sustainable and allow you to train for life. After this audio masterclass, you'll learn how to create habits to get more simple movement in your busy day, learn how movement can support your hormones, regulate your nervous system, address nagging pain solutions, and incorporate exercise that will make you feel strong from the inside out, all from the best of the best movement experts. I've brought together some amazing ladies to help serve you and help you train for life. Again, it's completely free, but only between May 6th and the 19th. So grab it at habithackingmasterclass.com and let's start training for life. Let's get to the show. Hey girl, do you wish you could make your healthy habits stick, but life keeps getting in the way? Are you tired of diet culture telling you to shrink yourself when you'd rather just find true food freedom, move your body for joy, and feel and look good in your favorite leggings? Then you're in the right place. Think of this as Atomic Habits for Women. Hey, I'm Emily Nichols, habit and fitness coach, millennial mom, and Taco Tuesday enthusiast. I'm here to tell you there is an easier way than what we've been taught about health and our habits. How do I know? Because I've gone from former chronic dieter to habit hacker through the power of the system that I'm now going to teach you so you can finally stop dieting and just train for life via your habits. Remember, it's not your fault your healthy habits haven't stuck. We just have to do them differently. Are you ready to habit hack your health? Then let's do this. You're listening to episode 247 of Habit Hack Your Health. Hey friend, welcome back to the show. Can you tell I'm smiling right now? I'm giving you a big virtual hug because I want to take a quick moment and thank you all so much for your love and support as we were celebrating 400,000 downloads of the show last week. Gosh, all of you left so many amazing reviews. It felt like a warm hug every time I read them. That might sound corny, but it's true. And like I mentioned last week, leaving reviews is a really great habit to make when you're listening to a show that you love, you find value, and you find useful in your life. So next time you're listening to my show, any other show in your earbuds as you're taking a walk or driving your kids to school, when you're parked, take a moment to leave a quick review because it does push the show out to more people so that other people can listen to the show that it is targeted for. And I was really reminded of that as one of the quotes I shared in my class this week. It said, if you want to lift yourself up, lift someone else up. This is such a great mindset habit and it's so very simple and it can go a long way for your own mindset. So thank you all so much again. Let's get into what I wanted to talk to you about today, and that is weight loss. Now listen, I could create a program that is focused on before and after photos, tracking macros, giving you very specific workouts, but that's not what has worked for me or my clients. We are anti-diet here at Habit Hack Your Health for a reason, and that is because diets don't work long term. I can't tell you the number of men that comment on my reels, or sometimes I repost them on YouTube. And sometimes they say things that aren't very nice, like, but diets do work. And I'm like, well, yeah, maybe they do for the short term. It's a temporary fix. But here in our community, we want sustainability and to train for life. We've tried all the diets, right, girl? We want to live lives full of abundance instead of restriction. And we talk about this more in the private podcast, Atomic Habits for Women. We dig super deep into how diet culture has impacted our habits and our mindset around weight loss and health in a system you can use to train for life instead. So you can go to bit.ly/Atomic Habits for Women or go to the link in the show notes for the freebie vault and download it. It's a quick episode series that will give you a lot of value and make you feel seen and that your habits just have to be done differently. But however, okay, I do know that sometimes we want to lose weight or we need to lose weight. That is part of training for life and ensuring your health is optimal. I only saw weight loss for me personally when I focused on my habits. Never did I see anything significant or sustainable until I focused on my lifestyle, the habits. It was that inside out transformation that came, and I felt so dang good in my leggings and focused on all these other non-scale victories. It started from the inside, and then it happened physically on the outside. So what if you do need to lose weight? Well, weight loss is simple. It's basic science or math. Calories in, calories out, or energy, calories burned. However, it's not that easy though. Weight loss is simple, but it's not easy. Let me say that again. Weight loss is simple, but it's not easy. Okay, why is that? Well, let's chat about a few reasons why maybe your mindset and your habits might be holding you back and how to habit hack this together to help you reach your goals. So number one, your body is literally fighting against you, okay? When you're in a calorie deficit, you might feel very hungry or extra grouchy. And hold, and plus, if you drop a lot of weight too quickly, more than likely you're going to lose muscle mass too, which is when we get to a certain age, we need more of, and it could really result in that weight creeping back up quickly because your workout and eating habits just don't work for you anymore because you don't have as much muscle mass supporting you. Okay, so when you're starting a diet, you're literally like white knuckling your way through it. You're feeling hungry or hangry and you have emotional eating habits you haven't dealt with. It's very hard and you're white knuckling your way through it and it's super challenging and it just doesn't feel good. Okay, so you're literally fighting against your body. Number two, we want a quick fix, and diet culture has taught us to look for 30-day diets, a faster way to whatever. We just cannot diet. This has to become a lifestyle that supports us for years to come. There are no quick fixes. The only quick fix that I know of is a 21-day plan I give inside of my signature program, the Healthy Habits Accelerator, where there is a very systematic plan for your healthy habits to stick within 21 days, but also beyond. So go grab it. It's linked in the show notes. You can listen to it as you are driving, folding laundry, and take action based on the habit hacks I give you there. And number three, you're trying to do what everyone else is doing. Not all diets are created equal, and not everyone's bodies and lifestyles are the same. You can try whatever your neighbor did or your girlfriend down the road or, you know, someone you saw on social media, but you're wondering, like, why is this not working for me? It's because your lifestyle might be different from them's and your needs physically for your body may not be the same as that person. And let's face it, it's also just unfair being a woman sometimes, right? Like looking at my husband and how easy it is for him to lose weight, how he can eat more because men just have more muscle than fat compared to us women, and how we as women, as we age, our muscle mass deteriorates, and how diet culture hasn't really affected him the same way it's affected me mentally. Going through my own transformation with my husband made me see this even more clearly and reminded me not to compare myself to him. And that's how Habit Hack Your Health was formed as well. So weight loss is simple, but these factors make it not easy, right? So how do we habit hack this? So let's talk about it. So when it comes to like your body literally fighting against you, we have to work with the facts, right? Work with a dietitian, or what I recommend in my programs, within my program and one-on-one clients, is to always aim for whole foods, leading with protein first. 30 grams of protein each meal is my recommendation, and you can use an app or just read your food labels to eyeball it where it's at. This just becomes a second nature habit the more you do it, and it helps you feel full longer, helps with cravings, emotional eating, maintaining your muscle mass, and so forth. A habit loop I do with all of my students is to always make extra protein. So the cue could be you're in your kitchen making breakfast. The routine is you make extra eggs for later, or you do some hard-boiled eggs. You do some type of extra protein. The reward on the other side is you have protein later to sustain you. Now, if tracking calories is data that you need to be in some type of calorie deficit, that's okay if you need to track it. I wouldn't obsess over it. I always want you to look at the facts, and sometimes we do need to look at the data. That's actually the first step in the Atomic Habit Hacking System for Women, is to look at the data. And I wouldn't recommend, if you're, work with a dietitian first, but you could always just shoot to gradually be in a calorie deficit. I wouldn't knock out 500 calories right away, because that's going to be very drastic, and you have to see where your metabolic rate is for you, like what your recommended calorie intake is to lose weight every day. Just take it gradual and watch what happens. Now, I would also recommend getting something like an in-body scan or using a scale that gives you more data than just the amount you weigh. So we have to work with the facts. We need more protein. We need to look at more than just the number we weigh on the scale. So if we do need to lose weight and go in a calorie deficit, we're doing it in a healthy way that's sustainable, right? If you're counting every single macro for the rest of your life, more than likely it's just not going to stick, because life will get in the way and that becomes just another tab open in your head. Now, number two, when we are thinking of like diet culture and wanting a quick fix, the way to habit hack this is start training for life instead. Stop setting goal weights. Stop working towards just vacations or special events. Stop trying to do what this person did on social media or that person in your girl text group. Inside of our program, we spend some time working on unraveling our mindset around diet culture before we even get into habit hacking, and we do something called leaning into our habit identity. This will help you train for life and stop dieting and looking for a quick fix. So when you think of our habit identity, it's who you want to be and how your habits can support you in all seasons of your life. This is how it becomes a lifestyle, right? So set goals around your habit identity instead of a goal weight or a 30-day time frame, right? Ask yourself if your habits that you're doing now, how they support you and who you want to be or who you are now. And ask yourself, can you see yourself living this way 1 year from now? What about 5 years from now? What about 10 years from now? If the answer is no, we need to reevaluate habit hacking and making it a lifestyle versus a quick 30-day fix or whatever day it is. It seems to be 30 days is the most popular. And then lastly, you're trying to do what everyone else is doing. Let's stop comparing and get back to the basics, right? We teach a simple 21-day plan inside of the Healthy Habits Accelerator that is adaptable and customizable, with the base being that Atomic Habit Hacking System for Women. It's not based on a diet that worked for me, a workout plan that I saw for my husband, et cetera, or workouts that I prescribe to people. It's getting back to taking care of our fundamental needs and using habit strategy catered towards you to help it be sustainable. I give you the plan. You've probably learned a lot of the plan and some of the habit hacks here. We go higher level habit strategy inside of my program and when I work with one-on-one clients. But you have to make it customizable for you. You can't do what everyone else is doing. Like I said, no one's lifestyle or diet is created equal. You can use the system that I have and make it work in your life, or even just the habit hacks I've shared with you today. If you do all of these things, weight loss becomes maybe just a little bit easier, right? I know it's hard and I see you. I've never lived in a larger body and I've worked with people of all shapes and sizes, and I know weight loss can be very, very frustrating for folks. And it is easier said than done as far as saying weight loss is simple versus weight loss can be easy. But if we incorporate these mindset and habits, it can help you work towards making it in a lifestyle, into that training for life where you are taking care of yourself and the change will happen from the inside out. It's okay if you want or need to lose weight, but we must stop fighting against ourselves and dig super deep into where you want to be in the future. Do you want to be dieting the rest of your life, or do you want to be training for life? When we train for life, that's that inside out transformation that happens for you. And I promise it sticks, girlfriend. You got to put it in the work. I'm here to help you and I'm cheering you on. I hope you found today useful. I'll catch up with you later this week. Hey girl, real quick before you go, if you are ready to take action in creating your own habit loops, then I want to invite you to take the 3-day Habit Loop Bootcamp email challenge. You'll learn how to create your own cue, routine, and reward from that Atomic Habits for Women philosophy that we've shared here on the show. And oh, it's also available audio only too, so you can take it on the go while your mom Ubering around town. Just go to bit.ly/habitloopbootcamp. It's linked in the show notes as well to start taking action now. And if you love the show, the biggest way you can support me and other mamas like you is to leave a quick written review so we can help more mamas stop dieting and start training for life via habit hacking. Love and appreciate you.